about how painful that is, dude. That guy was looking forward to that fat, that tray of fucking food so much. That's worse than the embarrassment. He had to get back in line, buy that exact same meal.
Yeah, I was doing heroin at my friend's place one time, and his cat knocked the bag of heroin onto the carpeting. So it was lost in this fucking shitty carpeting.
Where was this?
And I imagine it felt very, very much the same.
Yeah, exactly.
It was in my friend's apartment.
Where?
In the Londonderry apartment complex in Gaithersburg.
Oh, Gaithersburg.
What is that? It's powder?
Those were your horse days?
I didn't have horse days. I've probably done it a total 15 to 20 times at most.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, there was like a 6 month period where I had friends that were buying it, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll throw it in.
Was it brown?
So I was doing Oxycontin anyways.
It's like brown powder?
Yeah. It was, sometimes it was white.
White
never,
or brown?
I've never even seen black tar heroin.
What is that? Know. Like a...
Is that the good shit?
So there's basically...
That's
there's,
like the dab? That's like the dab.
Yeah, I don't think you can snort that. So there's the... I think the white is the most pure. There's like Chinese heroin.
China white.
Yeah.
So that's...
There's China white, and it's like the purification process is different.
Uh-huh.
But they, I don't know, they bleach the fucking heroin or something. So like the best one's the white one, then the brown one. And I think black tar is like a real crude thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh. That's where they get those from the...
Would you snort it?
From yeah, yeah. I've never injected it.
Injecting seems like so much work, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
That's real drugs.
That just seems like, too much.
Yeah. No, it's weird. Too much rigmarole. It's weird to do that. It's like, it's not like you don't get completely fucked up from snorting the heroin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Imagine needing that much of a fucking fix. You can't even... A little tootski won't even fuck you up.
Yeah.
Damn, should I get Oxycontin now?
No, dude, what do you know?
It'll be fun.
It's too strong. Do like Vicodin. That's like 5% of an Oxycontin. I think so, yeah.
That doesn't sound
right. Or 10%. It's like way less.
Are all your heroin doing
it's
friends
dead? It's not fun.
A lot of them. Well, I was never really friends with, you know, most of them. Just people I sort of knew as a teenager.
Right.
One of those guys is dead. Another guy I knew died from a fentanyl overdose last year, the year before.
What's fentanyl?
I don't know.
It's farts in a bag.
Yeah.
So you get as many farts
I thought it was patches. I thought it was like, you know, like they, like, but I guess they're synthesizing it so that you can sell it as heroin or something, but I don't know. I already died of a...
What if you put a patch off of that on your dick? Would it feel
extra? It would come real hard.
You'd come.
And that's the problem, is that they make you come. It's not just... Yeah, when people talk about like drugs or whatever, they're like, oh man, heroin's the greatest feeling in the world. It's like getting a fucking blowjob. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you
people
can just get a blowjob.
Yeah.
You have to fucking do heroin. I wouldn't destroy my life for blowjobs. You know?
Yeah, it should be like something majestic that you can't do in the real world.
Yeah.
It should be like, you know, like fucking riding a Pegasus or something.
It does feel real good, but then after you do it, you're like, fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's no way to get away from that fucking stigma. Unless you are like an absolute piece of shit and you just want to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, I guess. Or you're famous and you've reached you got to be on one end of the spectrum or the other.
My friend,
with no aspirations or someone that's already accomplished all
my friend was from South Carolina, and whenever they got hurricanes, him and his friends used to smoke opium and go boogie boarding.
Yeah. That's tight, dude.
Yo, that sounds
awesome, sick,
dude.
Right? That's sick.
I want to do that so
bad.
That's
cool. He's like, yeah, we get like serious waves, dude. So like, we just fucking smoke some opium.
During hurricanes?
I remember there was this guy, Connor.
The day before the hurricane where you get like fucking 10 footers.
There was this guy, Connor, I used to hang out with. He was like the funniest fucking dude. He described one time, he was like, yeah, I just spent the weekend down in, I think he was in like Tampa or something. He's like, yeah, I just spent the weekend down in Tampa. These two girls are fucking platinum blonde, bleach blonde hair, and they're both Freon addicts. They were fucking sucking Freon out of the back of a refrigerator. The whole weekend doing Freon.
Fucking imagine busting open a fridge, an old fridge.
Yeah, right.
You have to get your drugs in a junkyard.
Like, those are like the drugs that like robots do on Futurama. Yeah. Benders getting high off electricity.
Oh, you get fucked.